Well, no, look. I object to you getting records. You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial. So, Mike.
Whoa. Not so fast, Cash Money G. Willis. If y'all remember that testimony, that famous fiery testimony from Cash Money G about a month and a half ago, you're not going to believe what just happened very recently. I've got a bombshell testimony. I'm going to show you the video in just 2 seconds. This is testimony that's part of a disbarment hearing from former U.S. Attorney, Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Clark, who just so happens to be one of the 19 defendants charged by yours truly, Cash Money G. Willis, for investigating the 2020 election in Fulton County. Things just get juicier and juicier. The corruption, just when you think you're all choked up with corruption, they just happen to pile more up in ya. Arlen Favorito, who is part of the Voter GA, which basically is an organization that is all about trusted election results in Georgia. He's the co-founder, the Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia. He testified in this disbarment case on 6 affidavits alleging counterfeit ballots in Fulton County, Georgia's 2020 election, which still remain unresolved 3 years later. Listen to this.
List for us the ones which you believe are evidence of actual fraud having been committed.
Well, you're referring to electronic?
Anything.
Well, I'll give you an example. As a result of our concerns expressed in the December and November, we conducted, we did a full statewide request for ballot images from all of the counties. We found out that the original ballot images in over about 70 counties had been destroyed, in spite of the fact that they were required to be retained for 2 years by federal and state law. We went in and we analyzed in Fulton County again. I hate to keep going back to them, but we found out that the Fulton County ballot images were electronically altered before the certification of the results in 2020. That is evidence of actual fraud that occurred, which has still not really been properly investigated to this day.
Okay, that's one. What else?
In regards, we've since found that there were at least 1,000 double copy ballots in Chatham County, and we have found I think 8,000 double scan ballots statewide, approximately. Now, that is not necessarily fraud. That could be errors, or it could be a mixture of fraud and errors. We have no way of knowing until all that's investigated.
These are things that you've found.
Our organization has
Can you cite us some examples of evidence of fraud that is in the public record? Not something that you have investigated and uncovered, but any other evidence of fraud?
Well, the evidence of the counterfeit ballots that we talked about earlier, again, these were mail-in ballots that weren't folded from being mailed. They were not on the correct paper stock. They were not marked with a writing instrument. They were marked with toner, according to senior poll managers who've got sworn affidavits in court cases right now. They testified that they were marked the same way down ballot for dozens in a row. That's clear evidence of fraud in the 2020 election that was known before January 3rd. In fact, it was known before December 3rd.
There were 100 of those ballots, correct?
No one knows how many ballots were because we've spent 3 years in court trying to get those ballots public record. We actually appealed that case to the Georgia Supreme Court. We won the case in the Georgia Supreme Court. They declared that we had had standing all along, and the Superior Court judge had made a complete error. That case went back down. He then passed it off to another judge who we believed was too impartial. We filed a motion to recuse. So after 3 years, we had still not got to see the ballots that there were 6 sworn affidavits for that were counterfeit. That is not the appropriate way to investigate. And the Secretary of State's office filed an amicus brief against us to try to prevent us from looking at the ballots. What kind of a Secretary of State would have done that?
Corcoran, I guess.
That's your opinion, not mine.
Wow. 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 You know, I've been kind of talking a lot in very recent videos. All of the corruption, Letitia Big Shame James, Fannie Cash Money G. Willis, Judge Gargamel, Judge Merkin now, and his daughter in this hush money trial, complete conflict of interest, complete egregiousness of the law. You know, it just keeps coming up more. The evaluation of Mar-a-Lago, the classified documents. I mean, the double standard, Robert Hur's testimony saying that the classified document case against our sitting president, Tombstone Biden, he's too incontinent to face trial. But let him run the free world? Sure, he's fine. The hypocrisy, it just knows no bounds, Nez Nation. It knows no bounds. Just a couple of quick things, too. So I want to just kind of repeat a couple of the things just in case you couldn't hear that. And by the way, turn on the CC. You can do that just by hitting the gear button down there on the video player and then turn on CC, which is closed captions. These, I quote, these mail-in ballots weren't folded from being mailed. They were not on the correct paper stock. They were not marked with a writing instrument. They were marked with toner. According to senior poll managers who signed court affidavits, this is not conspiracy. This is not right-wing extremism. These are facts. These are facts. After, this is the most alarming, and it should cause utter dread in every American who loves their country's hearts. After 3 years, we have still not seen the ballots for which there were six sworn affidavits claiming they were counterfeit. That is not the appropriate way to investigate. The Secretary of State's office filed an amicus brief against us. This is, again, Garland Favorito, who works for the Organization of Fair Election Results in Georgia. The Secretary of State's office filed an amicus brief against us to try and prevent us from looking at the ballots. What kind of a Secretary of State would do that? And then you heard the cross-examination, a corrupt one, apparently. He admitted it, essentially. It's like the worst cross-examination of history. Nez Nation, it doesn't stop there. Additionally, over 70 counties in Georgia reportedly destroyed their original ballot images, violating both federal and state laws, which require their retention for 2 years. Why did you destroy the original ballot images? I mean, the former president was right. He was right. I mean, he was right all along. I mean, this is evidence. This is not some kind of, you know, bizarre, out of left field, dark web conspiracy. This is facts. Favorito's testimony is part of this disbarment of former United States Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Clark, who was among the 19 defendants charged by Cash Money G. Willis for investigating the 2020 election in Fulton County. Mark Wingate, a Fulton County Election Board member, also testified that he voted against certifying the 2020 election because the county failed to verify signatures on 147,000 mail-in ballots. Look, I was one of those people, you guys. I was one of those people that I was sickened by former President Trump's behavior when he lost the election. I was shocked when I went to bed that night in November in 2020 when he was ahead in four of the biggest swing states, Georgia being one of them. And then I woke up and all of a sudden it was announced he lost. I was shocked, but I still believed there's no way. There's no way they could do this. Not in 2020, not in this modern era. There's no way. There's got to be whistleblowers. There's got to be something. He should transfer power amicably and peacefully. I didn't agree with that decision to not be there at the inauguration. I thought he should have accepted. But you know what? The more evidence that's coming out, what do you guys think, Nez Nation? Let me know in the comments. Fulton County also couldn't provide any chain of custody documentation or surveillance footage for mail-in ballots or ballot drop boxes. I mean, Nez Nation, the corruption, and it's really epicentered at Fulton County, which, I mean, calls into question everything. Even Raffsberger, you know, it calls into, I mean, these cases should all be dismissed. This should be the focus of the investigation, not on President Trump, not on his protected First Amendment political speech. This should be investigated. Why is it taking 3 years? It's almost the new election year. Why is this taking 3 years? Well, I have a theory. They don't want any of us to know. They want to you know how they keep claiming that, oh, these guys are just trying to delay the trial. Oh, President Trump is just trying to delay his hush money, delay his civil fraud case, delay the Georgia election with this failed attempt at disqualifying me, Cash Money G. It sounds to me that when the foot is on the other foot, when the shoe is on the other foot, it's fair game. Everything's okay. But when it's against them, holy macadamia nut. No, no, no. They point the fingers and they start wagging and they start claiming and they start perpetrating and they start doing all sorts of shady things. This is the embodiment of hypocrisy. This is the embodiment of a miscarriage of justice. This is an embodiment of taking advantage of your positions of power. This is the embodiment of doing a disservice to the American people. This should be investigated. This is a huge bombshell that was dropped very recently in the last 24 hours. I want to throw this off to you, Nez Nation. Am I crazy? Am I nuts? What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. I try really, really hard to respond to all the comments. It's literally physically impossible. So obviously members get first priority. Super chats, super thanks get top priority. Consider becoming a member. It only costs you a cup of coffee. It's less than $5. For an entire month to support the truth, we got to get our country back. All these videos, all these live streams, all these guests I'm bringing to you that mainstream media won't touch. You won't see this. Why isn't this all over the news? Why? Because it goes against the narrative, but you will see it here in this nation. So consider becoming a member. If you made it this far, also, you want to talk about some goody stuff? Here's some free stuff. Become a Nez Nation Insider. It's our free newsletter. It's your sure-proof, fail-safe way. You'll never miss out on another live stream, video, update, breaking news that the networks and mainstream media won't share with you. It's in the pinned comment. Click on it. Click on the option for free newsletter, best email, and you're in. It takes 2 seconds. It's also in the description and in the show notes. Check out these videos I posted very, very recently. You're going to love these videos too. Check them out immediately. Follow, subscribe. As always, I look forward to hearing from you. God bless your families. God bless you. And God bless America. I'll see you soon.